Number 82. An Afternoon with a Gladiator. The gladiator stood in the center of the arena with holes that were windows no one wanted to glaze. His armor glistened and gleamed in the sunlight. He stood in the glare with people shouting with glee all around him. As he glanced around, he saw glamorous ladies with gnomic, gluttonous husbands drinking from goblets and gobbling food. How he would love to steal a pretty wife from one of those gluttons. His last fight had gone without a glitch. There was a glut of low-grade gladiators, and one, a gnome almost, had been sent to fight him. He had wounded the man. Contrary to most glossaries, gladiators rarely killed each other. His next fight would be against a lion. A man pushed it into the arena with a goad, and the animal glowered at him. The crowd gave a cheer and then fell silent. A few people made glib remarks, but most people ignored them. This would be a fight to the death. Would the lion gnaw him to death? Unlikely. The gladiator had fought several lions before, the first in a glade with gnarled trees. His mind had glossed over those gnarls, and he only remembered straight trees and the lion. If he was agile enough, he could kill it more easily than a gnat. The trick was to make it look difficult. If it was easy, no one would glorify him. There had to be some glamour about the fight. He took a glimpse at some of the ladies in the audience. Their glossy jewels glittered in the sunlight. The gloss was distracting the lion, but the glaring sunlight was right in the gladiator's eyes, so he had to change position. Suddenly, the lion jumped and pushed him to the ground. The crowd was gloomy, fearing the gladiator had been hurt. The gloom lifted as the gladiator pushed the lion off with his shield. The gladiator glided around to dodge the lion, the crowd glowing at his movements. A modern dietitian would certainly recommend plenty of glucose to fuel a gladiator. The lion still managed to scratch him occasionally, and the gladiator could feel his glutinous blood on his skin. His sword glimmered and glowed as he swung it wildly. It gleaned blood from the lion's wounds. The lion roared at the gnawing pain, and then the gladiator struck the death blow, and the crowd gloated over the lion's defeat.